This is Susan V. Bruck, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm speaking with Paul Major. He is president of the Telluride Foundation and a health and wellness committee member. That committee includes leading members of the greater Telluride region, people with interest and experience in health and wellness. The committee includes John Pryor and Davis Fansler, Bill Grun, and obviously Paul Major. So, Paul, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Susan. And actually, the committee or this group that we've assembled includes another 14 people from the larger Telluride community, people that are involved directly in the Telluride Medical Center, but also just an interest in both the community and health and wellness issues in the community.
Thank you for that clarification. And the goal of this committee, Paul?
Well, and we're calling it the Community Council around this health and wellness initiative. The goal is to basically go through a process where we analyze in real time whether there's a self-sustaining business plan to build a new facility. And part of what's embedded in that are, you know, the known facts that our current medical center needs a new home. It's in a space that it does not own. It doesn't own the land. It is basically crammed into a space where they're getting waivers on licensing. So in other words, they work in a certain amount of square footage that if you had normal licensing, they would not be able to work in those spaces as designed or as they are now. So we know that the space, they need a new home at some point, whether it's today, tomorrow, or in the future. Number two is we think there's an opportunity to expand health and wellness services in those offerings in the Telluride region. And so what can we do to talk to other health and wellness providers about coming to Telluride? Three is there's basically four parcels of land that have been identified that are zoned and potentially available. These are not necessarily, we could pull them off the shelf, so to speak, but potentially these have been talked about as new medical center or health and wellness center parcels. So it's bringing all of that together and essentially doing a business analysis along with very active participation from the larger Telluride community in their input. So while we're doing a business analysis, we need to get the community really engaged very actively in this conversation about what do they want? You know, what additional services, if any, do they want in this community, particularly around health and wellness? So it's both a business planning exercise that we're going through to see if there's a self-sustaining new facility, but two, it's to actively engage the community in this conversation.
And part of that active engagement is this survey that we're discussing right now. Was there a particular trigger for the timing of the survey?
Yes, we want to run this process through the summer. We know that it's a good time to engage people. There's a lot of people coming here, primary homeowners, secondary homeowners, tourists, everybody that might use health and wellness services. So this is a great time to engage people. This does not have to be a long, drawn-out process. Again, we've identified four parcels of land. We have a list of potential providers that may be interested in coming to Telluride. So those are known processes that we're going through. And the third is to engage the community. So the survey is really a multi-step process, the public survey, where we have this site called TellurideHealthIdeas.org. And you should go there and give your input on some of these very wide-reaching and general questions. We'll have two more sessions or tranches, two more opportunities for people to engage, and we'll narrow down the focus as we go through the summer. So we want to collect some very general input from people in this first session that will run for another couple of weeks, and then we'll have a second and third as the summer progresses, and then probably a face-to-face meeting at the end of the near the end of the process to gain and sort of refine what we're hearing to basically input into this business analysis.
Yeah, so you anticipated my next question. It had to do with, is there a form of engagement beyond survey? beyond the internet? Will there be a public meeting or public meetings?
There will be a public meeting, but what we're really trying to do is leverage social media. We just feel like there's so many people that have interest in Telluride that aren't here physically,
mm-hmm.
that we want to make sure that they have direct access to this conversation. So we don't want to make it just about who shows up for a certain day at a certain location to give their opinion. We want everybody engaged in this in a very, very active way. This site, TellurideHealthIdeas.org, is exactly that. It's more of a Facebook page where it's very active and you're engaging with people in a conversation than it is to download information. That's not the point. It's not to say, well, here's the information, you know, what do you think? It's more about give us your feelings about health and wellness for this community. What should we be thinking about? What's the vision for healthcare and health and wellness for this region? What are we missing? What do we need? Maybe we don't have to do anything. And maybe the consensus in the community is, hey, we're fine the way we are. And the current medical center, let's just let it run its course. But this is an opportunity to gather all of those opinions and all of that insight and input.
Wonderful. If the consensus is to go ahead and build a new and improved Telluride Medical Center facility, what next?
What next is that if there's a business plan, then we will need to engage, essentially we'll need to shift gears from the current analysis of information to saying we need to put together an organization and a governance that could actually build a facilities. So that would include a developer. That would obviously include the Telluride Medical Center, but it could include a lot of those other providers that could come to the region. So the way to think about this is the Telluride Medical Center could be an anchor tenant in a health campus. So if you think about, you know, malls, you know, that have anchor tenants,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of the concept. The developer builds the building, they own the building, and they rent space or lease space out over a long period of time to tenants. So the beauty of this is that the community is not taking the risk on the building or having to come out of pocket on the building. You're, you know, raising a bond, things like that. But it's the developer that's doing that. And the Telluride Medical Center is a tenant, along with potentially other providers that are, you know, could, that may want to come to Telluride. So if we think there's a business plan here, we then by the end of the summer, we need to shift gears to create a new governance structure and a way to go forward with a developer.
Wonderful. Thank you very, very much. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I've been speaking with Paul Major, president of the Telluride Foundation and a member of the Community Council on Health and Wellness. Fill out the survey now. Paul, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.